we'll be discussing the Gemara that relates to what types of wine, grape juice, that's permissible to make Kiddush, use for Kiddush, and how it relates to possibly things that are Nogeya Bismaneno in our times that might be different from that what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Amar Zutra Bar Tuvia Marav, Ein Oimim Kiddush Hayom, can't say Kiddush Hayom, which means the Kiddush but with the Mashka, the drink that we use, which is normally Yain, we can't make Kiddush except Halal Yain Haroy L'Nosach Agav Mizbeach, except for Yain, that wine that is permissible, that's L'Chatchil even permissible to use for what's called Nisuch HaMayim on the Mizbeach, that they used to anoint the Mizbeach, they used to pour on top of the Mizbeach the Nisuch HaYayin, it's a poor wine, and that's the type of wine that's also permissible for Kiddush HaYayin. And the Achronim say that that's not only discussing Kiddush, it's discussing any type of shti, any type of drink that's lemitzvah, a koishal bracha, including Havdalah, including when you birkas hamazon, when you do it ala kois, any type of koishal bracha is included in this din, that you can only make Kiddush or any other type of mitzvah that we make ala kois, on a kois, except if it's royal and nasach agam mizbeach, unless it's what's normally what's permissible to use on the Tepuah Mizbeach. Gemara discusses various possibilities. Gemara says lemuute mai. What's it coming to be mayit? Ilem lemuute yain mikitoi. If it's coming to mayit, what's called yain mikitoi, wine that has not fermented yet. Rotane rochia yain mikitoi lo yavi in the on the nisuch hayain when you want to pour in the mizbeach. We in heavy kosher. Gemara says the kivin in heavy kosher, and if it says in heavy kosher on the Mizbeach, on the regarding Kiddush HaYom, afilu l'chatchila nami can use it. And that the Gemara says, brings a proof that it's even mutter l'chatchila, it's even permissible l'chatchila, even not b'diev, but l'chatchila, because it says, soichet adam eshkol shalanovim, you can squeeze the eshkol shalanovim, v'oimer alav Kiddush HaYom, definitely that's not permissible on Shabbos, Kiddush HaYom, this the Mepharshim already our oime, they deal with this point. It seems to be there is a one of the lama tells malachas and Shabbos is schita, so it means right before Shabbos, or you're making kiddush right. You're making kiddush mivoid yom. You're making kiddush right before. You're making kiddush earlier. You make kiddush, so you're soichet. You have a makabel Shabbos, and with the kiddush you makabel Shabbos. But that you can do right away, and that you can go ahead and use that for Kiddush. That's allowed to be used for Kiddush. The Gemara then says, other possibilities, either it has still some of the sediment in it, or it's Yain Kushi. But the Gemara then says, maybe Velum Ute, what's called Yain Koises, Mazug, Megula, Vishal Shemarim, Sherechara. We'll deal with what the Gemara calls Koises. Rashi explains Yain Koises, Hu Yain Hanimker Bachanus. Uposelhu. Why? Deloy have a sheikher. It doesn't have, it's not called sheikher. It's not mishaker. It doesn't have alcohol content in it. Loroi liois sheikher. Kiayin megito de soifim mia liois sheikher. And it's not possible to turn into sheikher. Yayin krisis is something that it doesn't have the ability to ferment and turn into anything, have alcoholic content in it. And therefore, it's not roi lishaker. Because of that, the Gemara seemingly takes on Nahav Amina, that also would be a Dover that's not Roy L'Nasach Agav Mizbeach, and who would then, therefore, it's not permissible to use that for Kiddush. On that, the Gemara in the Maskana says that the Tzolei L'Machloik is Tanoim, if it's considered Yayin or not considered Yayin. I was telling the Sugi before, and that's Adav Tzarivav. The Maskana is, the we Paskin is, like that Manomer says, that it is called. Yeah, it is. You are mevarch bari pri agafen. It's considered yayin, and therefore you can use that for kiddush. That's seemingly from the Gemara's maskana. So it seems to be from the Gemara that that's going to be permissible to go ahead and use not only soichet adam eshkol shanavim, which in the future would ferment, even though it hasn't fermented yet, but even those that type of what we'll call grape juice, that type of mitzanavim, which doesn't have the possibility to ferment at all, that's yayin koises, and that's mutter to use for Kiddush. And this is the Pashtus Halacha, even though it brought down the Halacha, that Soichet Odo Meshko, the person is allowed to go ahead, the Mechaber, an Ein Reish Beis, in the Simen, in one of the Simonim of Kiddush, it says that a person is allowed to go ahead and make Kiddush on Yayin, even though it isn't, it hasn't fermented. Even though the Yayin hasn't fermented, that is permissible to go ahead and use that Yayin for Kiddush. It's not a problem, it's Mutter, Yayin Megitoy, Sif Beis, Ayin Reish Beis, Sif Beis, Yayin Megitoy, Mikachon Lov, V'soichet Adam Eshkol Shanovim, Vo'imer Lov Kiddush Ayoyim. And seemingly, the way the Rishbam learns up, in the Havmi, the Gemara, we thought that's possibly only because it is something that will come to ferment, it will, it's Oymed, then it has a Chashivus of Yayin, that's Roy L'Nasech Adam Yisbech, and who did for Kiddush. The Maskana is, even though it's not going to ferment, and this food comes Nogeya, and our grape juice that we have, there are those who say their grape juice, once they go through a process of pasteurizing with the different preservatives that are put in, a lot of them seemingly don't have the ability to go ahead and ferment. And most poskim hold that is mutter to go ahead and l'chatchila use that for kiddush, and that's based on this Gemara. The Rambam is a bit mashma, that not like the Maskana of the Rashbam. The Rambam refers to Soichet Odom Eshkol Shalanovim, that's permissible. When the Rambam brings it down, he says, he adds on a word, and the Soichet Odom Eshkol Shalanovim Umikadosh Olav Bishai Soy. You can be soichet the eshkol shanovim, you can squeeze out the anovim, and with that you have the grape juice. What's the Rambam adding on? You can mekadosh olav bishayisoy, meaning you can drink it even though it hasn't fermented yet. Mashma, the Rambam holds that t'nai of being oimed, that it's going to eventually ferment, is still kaim, is still there. The Rambam's mashma, there are those who are medayik from the Rambam, that you do need the ability to ferment. On the way to the shir, I did meet someone who owns a winery. That's, I was a little late for the shir, but I met someone who owns a winery, and he told me that even with the pasteurizing, he believes if you leave it open, leave it out for a while, it will eventually come to some type of fermentation. It will come produce some type of alcohol beverage. You can always add something in; it will very easily cause it to. So he feels that even that was pasteurized, that would it goes through a process, and he was called the fuster, but pasteurization, or mevushal mamish, that there is a there's no concern, and you can use it lechatchila. There are those who are mechader not to, but the most, the minig ha'olam, is to be samech on all the grape juice, and even if it went through a process of pasteurizing, or bishul mamish, which is called being cooked. There's a preference to use bishul, because there's a halacha that if a goy and a non-Jew would touch the wine, we don't drink it. That's called stam yainim. So therefore, people prefer to have yayim mevushal. It's not wine that was already cooked, because that the Gemara says yayim mevushal doesn't have a problem of stam yainim. Therefore, huadin also by mitzanovim, also by grape juice. There's a preference to having only something that was definitely bishul. And that is a discussion among poskim. What's the din if it went through the process of pasteurizing? Is that enough to create bishul? Or Moshe finds one's enough to be create bishul? And there are other poskim, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Tzatzal, and Rav Yoshev. Well, that's not enough. That's a machlokes of poskim. Some hold it's enough, or some hold not enough, but that people even prefer to have that because they shouldn't get into those problems. In the halacha, it does say, though, in that's a reference to the din of Yom Megiddo, the Mishabur brings down from the Achroinim. It definitely means it's yayin yoshin that was aged and that reached a level that it has alcoholic content that's able to be mishaker. That gives a special chashivus, is a special, it's something that's considered more special, it's considered greater and more chashiv, so therefore it's preferable to go ahead and use that. There were Gedolei Olam, very big Rabbanim, they say b'shem l'chasen ish, the brisk rov, they use grape juice, being that it caused them tzar, it was difficult for them to drink the yain that had in the alcohol content that was mishaker, and because of that, they dafka use. And the poskim say, Shabbos, that what we're drinking it, is for the chashivas. If Shabbos was given, this all this was lo'enik, v'loy letzar. So that's for sure, anyone who it's very hard for him, or it will cause him not to enjoy the meal, if he drinks a full cup of wine, then definitely it's preferable to go ahead and only drink grape juice. That's nogeya, the halacha of yain megito, that we talk about grape juice. The Gemara in the Maskana learns that it's come to mind two things. This memra that the Gemara started off with, or Zutra Bar Tuvia, it's come to mind two the dinim that you is not permissible to use for Kiddush. One is Reichai Ra, and the next one is what's called Yain Megula. Yain Megula is not permissible to Yain Megula for Kiddush. The Gemara explains, V'afa gav da avra b'misnenes, even though it went through some type of sifter, it's a sifted it, the sieve, they didn't allow the eris, the poison of the chash, yayin megula, the Gemara explains, is because we're worried about the nechashim, that when the mekaymes that were shchiach, that were nimsa, that was around nechashim, that they would have drink from the yayin, and they would leave what's called the eris, the poison inside, and it would be dangerous to drink from that yayin. So therefore, even though if it went through a misnenes and it was able to take out the eris, that poisoning, which was a machloikis tonight, if we're paskin that we say that that's good enough to take away the poison or not, but still you shouldn't use it for kiddush. The reason being, we don't bring. That's not called a choshava. That's not called a respectful type of drink. You wouldn't have bring it. The pasuk are friendly. You wouldn't have bring it to sarim or asar, a minister or definitely a king, or a prime minister, a president. That's not what you would feed them. So therefore, that's not what you bring to Hashem Yisbarach, to use that for Kiddush or for Nisuch HaYayin. So therefore, that's a psul, what's called Yayin Megula. The question is, what's going to be the din Bizmanenu? Bizmanenu, in our times, we aren't Chashinim for Yayin Megula, for Megula to have a dangerous thing of Eris. That's what the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, brings down in Hilchos Yerdei, and some Kuf Tez Zayin. There the Mechaber brings down the halachas of Dvarim, those things that are also Mishum Sakana, those things that we shouldn't do because they're dangerous. And the Torah already brings down from Toysos, and that's what the Mechaber paskins, that we are not makbid on Megula, on things that are open, that aren't sealed. The reason being is because it's L'Shchiach Nechashim Beinenu. Nechashim are not Shchiach among us. That's what Tosfos says, and that's what the Mechaber paskins. And therefore, Tosfos holds that we aren't chashimin for it, and therefore we don't have to be chashimin. So therefore, the Gemara is discussing when it had an eris of nachash. You're chashimin for the eris of the nachash, even if you're able to get rid of the eris, the poison, ayidei, the misnanas. Still, that's not mashke haruya to bring to the. To Hashem Yisbarach, kivei na lepechasecha, has that psul, but the bismaneva that we don't have a chash, we're not even concerned at all for the eretz of the nachash. Maybe we wouldn't be chashina for it. And here comes the chiddush that the Torah brings down. The Torah brings from the Ritz Geyus that even so we're chashina for the problem of Megula. Now that's an ifsik la'alacha, but it is a tremendous chiddush from the sugi you would have understood not like that, and that's what the Mefarish and the Bach and Drisha are at length try to explain that it's a chiddush, meaning that wouldn't have been understood straight from the Gemara. So it says that this din the Gemara brings down, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah brings down this din of Ein Mikatnei Al-Yayin Ro'el HaMizbeach. And it says, he may make a gofen l'mutim megula, afilu sinem esnenes, because of aritz geyes, afilu ha'idna, doloi kaptil nagiloi, ein mekachin lov, avon levarchin lov, bari pi gofen we do. But even ha'idna, even now that we're not kaptil nagiloi, ein mekachin lov. Very interesting that in the aritz geyes inside, in the sefer geyes, he's talking about a situation where rave may all them drink. Mashra for me is talking about the situation. It's talking about where miut are makbid on giloy, roiv aren't. So therefore, there's a makom to say that that's not roi still to be bring to use for Kiddush. That has that psul hakivayon al pechasachem. But the pashtus, the way the Torah brings it down, is that even if it's not totally roiv and miut, even if everyone's makel on the din of the gula, and that's how the poison can bring down, we still have to go ahead and be makbid not to use Megulin for Kiddush. The Nogei the Sugya of Megula, I did see from Rabbi Yashav, he is also Medayik, the same thing that the Ritz Gei is also from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchus Ritzayach, Shmiras HaNefesh, Perkid Aleph, Aleph Yudaleph, brings down that halacha that we cannot go ahead and drink Megulin. Not only you can't drink Megulim, but you also can't go ahead and be soymech and count on the fact that the misnemes takes away the eris, the poison that's in it. That's what the Rambam brings down in Hilchus Ritzayach. So he's not mako like the Mandomer that misnemes works. While in Hilchus Shabbos, he brings down the psul that the Gemara says in Perikav Tes Alocha Tezvav. He brings down the different psulim. In Perik Halacha it brings down a question: if you added to the yayin, if nisar boi devash, other things you added to the yayin to give more taste, is that a psul or not? Which is a machlokes rishonim. But he says the amar loy nemor yayin aroy nasach mizbech elo hoyti yayin shereichayra oimegula oishom avushul with the shitas Rambam that you shouldn't be mekadosh on avushul, which we're not. The Rambam already says the minig is to yes mekadosh on avushul. What's a Rambam being moiti yayin shemagulim? L'chayir yayin magulim, you can't drink at all, according to the Rambam. So this Rabbi Yashav understood from the Rambam, he must be talking about, like places, that there must be certain instances that you're not chayshin it from a gula. Or those mekoymes ha, the toises mekoymes hakaris, where it wasn't shrich b'neim nechashim. So the Rambam is saying, even in those mekoymes, you also have the psul of yayin magulim. Bizmaneinu, the Magen Avraham says an interesting thing in the halacha, and explaining this halacha, and that is the Magen Avraham says in Siman on this sif in Shulchan Aruch, which is the beginning of Siman 900 days, that the Magen Avraham tells us sif Aleph, sif Kon Aleph, he says it ve'efsher dim omed shomu etis megula enk peida. If it was omed ashar mu'etis, that's not magula, ain't kpeda. You don't have to be concerned, you don't have to worry. That's one thing. Uva prat b'medina se'elu. He adds on, and miyuchu b'medina se'elu de'ein hayayin motzi kol kach. The efshir, the lashon of the Magen Avraham is. Efshir means it's a possibility. He doesn't seem to be machriyed, but he says it's possible. The Mishabur, though, does bring down from other of the later poiskim, from the Chayadim, the Chaim, they bring it down the halacha, not only Beloshin Efshu, which is a possibility, it's a maybe, but that's what we paskin. Shomuetis is not a problem. Now, which is difficult. What does it mean? What does it have to make a difference if the yayin is Matzui or not Matzui? Lagabi this halacha. Therefore, we can be more Mekel. Because the yayin is not Matzui, therefore we are more Mekel. That's possible. Sometimes it's called a shaset chak, so therefore we mitzarif this thing in a shaset chak. It doesn't seem that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. They're not so makbid. B'di'evid, if this is all they have to drink, they will drink it. Meaning, the yisoid is that you look at the skamim, what they'll drink. So, it seems to be from the Magen Avraham. When we look at Yayin Megula B'Zvaneinu in the Ritz Geis, we don't have a concern about Nechashim. What are you concerned about? What's wrong with Yayin Megula? Because Yayin Megula, if you have the psul of the Gemara HaKivein Al Pechasecha, Yayin Megula means it's no good because it is not Oila Al Shulchan Malachim. That's really the Lashon of the Ramban in this whole Sugya, and that's why he uses that Lashon. You have to have that which is called Yayin HaOila Al Shulchan Malachim that will be brought up and be used on the Shulchan of Malachim. That's for sure. No, I didn't see any of the poets can talk about you have to have the Eichus, the level of wine that they'll use. Even the cheaper wine is still allowed to be used. But it has to be the type of wine that they would put on their tables and use it. That's called Oila Shulchan Malachim. Because that's what we use for Kiddush. So therefore, when you had the Nechashim, that was a reason it wasn't Oila. But Stam Yayin Megula also has a problem. They don't, because it starts losing its flavor, it starts losing its taste. So therefore, If it ain't a yain motzui, so that's a reason why people, even the sarim, even the sarim, even the sganim, they won't be so makpid. Memela, then we won't have this psul, what we call about yain megula. That seems to be what the Magen Avraham learns. It's really because b'zonem, but we don't have nechoshim, then we have to be worried about this svara, and that's what he says. V'gama pochas v'asganim lekapti b'dievel and came nomer reichoy v'taima. Many people, many of the poiskim, their truest are to be malkiyo, that are mayrich, had explained the Magen Avraham. And it's the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is after 6 hours. There's different lashonis. How what's called the so long that it's called nomer reichel v'taimo tifsid reichel v'taimo shamuetes the true is divrei malkiyo says it's 20 minutes, but then there's an extreme elaim came nomer reichel v'taimo the time left it was hifsid the time, so that's on the other extreme. So if we're the way I'm explaining the Magen Avraham, he's understanding that the psul of the Yayim Magul in the Zman Gemara, that's Mishuvah Sat Ola Shulchan Aruch, why? Because of the Eres of the Nachash, the Nachashim. And that could be Miyad, because the Gemara says it's a Shir, the Mishnah says it's a Shir. There's a Shir, and it's not clear what the Shir is, but that Shir, which is very short Shir, is not if people are standing at the table. But Nachashim don't come to the table. So if the Yayim was Magul at the table, Pashtus, what would be, seemingly would be, it doesn't make a difference how long it's open. It's because at the table there aren't nechashim, but people are around. People are there, there's no chash for nechashim. So, but if we're saying that the Magen Avraham learns it as a dover that's a lot more general, not just the problem is about nechashim, then it would be anything that would be lose its chashivas that sarim or malachim wouldn't use that type of wine. And I did see there are Mavadei Poiskim who want to say that, because my name, that anything that would be Megula that wouldn't be sealed right away, people would, the Chashuva people, very respectful people, wouldn't use that type of wine. It isn't a situation where Ein HaYayin Matzui Kokach. The Yayin is Matzui. And therefore, people wouldn't use that we call Sganim and Malachim, wouldn't use such wine that was open even for a short time. Maybe there's more of a concern nowadays to be Makdid. That's what would be in the Magen Avraham. But if you learn like the Zman of the Gemara, or we're going to learn the Magen Avraham really means to be choishes for that chumrah, even for a kiddush, then it would make a difference if you're leaving it open at the table when people are there. That would be. So most poskim do hold that even in the Magen Avraham, even in the Rizgeis, there's a tzad rochav that we're chayshinin for kilu nechashim. But there's another psul called nomer reichel v'taimo, that's something else. But the pashtus of the Magen Avraham seemingly that he's learning this is a psul of yayin megula. Another difference would be if the Gemara in the Rambam, I think in the Mishnah or the Rambam, definitely brings it down to halacha that the shear of the opening, how big of an opening is called yayin megula, is the shear of an etzba ketana of a tinoik, the etzba ketana of a tinoik, the pinky of a tinoik. So there are those who, when they make kiddush and they didn't open the wine beforehand, so they sometimes poke a hole in the top that there shouldn't be problem of seeing it's clear, and with that they open their poiskim. Many poiskim were allowed that to be a way to open the bottle, and when they open it, they leave a little hole, a small hole in it, and they use that bottle cap. So that's a problem. Is that going to be, if you continue to use it, is that a problem of yayin megula? So I'm just imagining that if we learn kipshuta, not that Rabbi Yosha learns up, that it's always a chash, mishum, nechoshim. That just the Ritz Geis learned that for Kiddush Kilu you need to have that Hashivas without a Tzad Rochoik, even though we're not Hashinin for other things, but for Kiddush that's not called Oila Shechom Alochim if there's a Tzad Rochoik even for Nechoshim. So then therefore that's something that would be a hole smaller than that, a smaller the hole. You took a knife, you poked a hole, it does not big enough for a Nechosh to get in, then you would be Nechshash. Just it would be the separate thing if it's no more Reichel V'taimah, that would be something else. You have to make sure it wouldn't be go out to Reichel V'taimah. Who would then? The Kaf HaChaim brings down, if it would be in a Shita Teva Migdol, if it would be locked up in a Shita Teva Migdol in a box, there also wouldn't be an or the refrigerator, the poison say, or in a, that we don't have a chash that a Nechosh is not opening for the Nechosh to get in. Also, there wouldn't be a problem with what we call about Yayin Megula. B'di'evid, which is a big question, what if it would be Yayin Megula? Definitely be open for 6 hours and longer. So that, the Mishnah Berurah brings up from the Ramban. The Ramban loads up the Sugis of Gemara, who makes the Chathil B'di'evid only to have a Yayin, only related to the Yayin Nesach. But, related to all of them, the Ramban says, There is no such thing as bidyavad chatchil. Either it's you can use it for kiddush, or you can't use it for kiddush. If you can't use it for kiddush, then it is not good bidyavad. This is the Mishnah Berurah brings down the beginning of Siman Ayin Reish Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah does argue. He brings Nebuchadnezzar Yosef argues, and he brings a raya from other Gemaras that this din hakriveu na the pechasecha. The Gemara says in Menachos and Samach Dalet that that's only din lechatchila. You're not allowed to bring a behemah kusha for a korban, even though it's a kosher bidyavad. But because it's not called Hakrivei Nala Pechasecha, so it's only a Din L'Chatchila. And with that, he asks in the Ramban, and he's Noita, it seems to be his Netila Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is B'di'evid Yuyatza. But there are many who ask on the Mishnah Berurah that there are many places in Shas you find that the Hakrivei Nala Pechasecha is even used for mitzvahs, even B'di'evid. There is a Shittas Bamor in the beginning of Lulav HaGosel, and I'm not going to go through all the Rayas that there are other Mekoimis that we see it could be B'di'evid. Shittas Bamor learns that there's a Lulav HaYavesh, a Lulav HaChaz. He explains over there some of the Psulim by Lulav and Esrog are because it's missing in what's called Hakrivei and Al Pechasecha. When you do a mitzvah, they have to do it in Oifen where it's nice, it looks nice, it's Oyel HaShulcha Malachim. He explains those are Paslus. Those are passed in the beginning of Bamor, in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGosel. So that's one of the rayas to show that even though Mishnah Berurah does bring a proof from the Din Kusha, but the other Mekonos we see it's a Din B'di'evet, and therefore there is a big suffix if it would be 100% Yayin Megula or be the Din. The last thing I'll just end with the Pasa Shulchan brings down from the Achroine, it brings down from the Pri-Chadosh and Pri-Toyah. Those were both Pri-Chadosh, the Pri-Toyah is the Archaim HaKadosh, both who lived in Eretz Yisrael. I think it was in Eretz Yisrael, but both of them discuss what about Bizmanenu in Eretz Yisrael, and they say that that's true. And Tosis discusses those Arotzes that are more north, those countries that are more north, that not Shchita Beneim Nechashim, but Bizmanenu in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Mitzrayim, those Mekoimis that are they have, we are Shchita to have Nechashim, to have the snakes Beneimu. So therefore, there's a makan to be chashim from a gula me'ikra adim, and that the Pasa Shulchan, who was Talmud from the Gra, who came to Eretz Yisrael and wrote halachas on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Sefer Pasa Shulchan, brings it down in Perek Beis. The halacha fei says bal nefesh tzarek lezoyer Eretz Yisrael b'mashish nizgalu the osur and chachomim the chashim and shem hashasa nachash ben hitul ben eres the gam shemedina she'ein and nachashim mitzuyim mutter. We come up and cross off right this for the pre-chodesh of Yitoy, the Eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim, Umarev, the Shrichin Nechashim, Tzrichin Lezor Bekach. That's what the Pasa Shulchan says. The minig of the Oilam is not to be makbid. There is a makbid to be makbid. Again, we say that's only it's a mugul in the place when there aren't people around. The minig Oilam seemingly is not to be makbid. And it seemingly being that Bismanel, and even the Pre-Chodesh is Miramis to it, if it would have been Bismanoi, he would never have heard of a Tzira, a case where someone got damaged from Eris in a drink, then he would have been Makel. So therefore, Bismanel, we haven't heard of cases where it's further being bitten by a snake, but that it should affect the drink, that a snake, the Eris went in and affected someone and it caused damage to a person that was mazikim or it created a situation of sakana. We haven't heard about it. So that is the reason that there are those who limut schus on the minik to be mako, but there are those who say that there is more of a reason to be makbin in Eretz Yisrael and those mekoimis that are shvichi nechoshim b'neimu within our midst. That's Nogay, this is Nogay the Shir, what we discussed, really discussed three different points. We talked about the Indian of making Kiddush on grape juice, that was the Gemara called Soichel on the Meshkel Shanovim. We discussed the Indian of Megula, how to understand a Magen Avraham, and that there is maybe more of a reason with Beneinu to be more Makbid on Megulim. One is because Yain is Matzah Beneinu, it is with more Shir to have Yain. And number two is in Eretz Yisrael, at least, or those Mekoimis that is Shrichin Nechoshim B'neinu, then there's more of a reason to be Makbid on the Gulim Iker Adin. Upon at least for Kiddush, there'd be more of a reason to be Makbid, but it is Shrichin Nechoshim B'neinu. I just want the Messiah to end with a Dvar Torah on the Parsha, the last week's Parsha, on the Parsha of Vayetze. There seems to be a redundancy, a repetition in a pasuk, or a stira in the pasuk. Yaakov fell asleep in the makom of Hamariah. The Yikach ma'avnei amakom, the Yosem Mershoyis, and they went to sleep, and he dreamed. It says, the Pasuk says, Vayiketz Yaakov, Perek Chavchetz, Pasuk Tezayim, Vayiketz Yaakov Mishnosoi, Vayoyim Achen Yesh Hashem B'machom Hazeh, Vanoichne Lo Yadati. If I would have known Hashem is here, I would how could I sleep in such a place? But he was a yikitz out of the pocket. This wasn't a place for him to be sleeping. This is the base of Lokim, is the Shar Shemayim. He had those giluyim, those revelations. Hashem gave him there for the nevuah, and he understood what exactly this place was. This was the Hamoria, this was the place that Hashem was. This was the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world from. This was the this was the makom of where Hashem La'asid was going to create the basin. This is what's called the Shar Shemayim, the base of Elokim. Next pasuk says, "Vayashkim Yaakov baboyke v'yikach ha'evin asher sam mirasha Yisrael." Yaakov woke up baboyke. Seemingly, if you learn it kipashtuso, you learn it the simpler way, you'd say he went back to sleep. And how could that be? He went back to sleep. The pasuk says, "Yikitz Yaakov." He had a pachad. How could he sleep in such a place? Then it says, "Vayashkim Yaakov beboiker." So the Rambam already brings down from the Pirkei de Belazar. It says, "Hishkim Yaakov beboiker bepachad gadol." He woke up with a pachad beboiker. V'amr beis haShavish Baruch Hu makom hazeh. This is the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings down the Chazal. Mikach shekol mispal biYerushalayim kilu mispal lefnei kisei hakavod. Which the Pirkei Avos seems to say it's going on the whole Yerushalayim, the Zeh Shar Shemayim. Shar Shemayim v'tuch l'shmoy t'ilost Shal Yisrael. And miyad it says, v'yishav Yaakov l'lakad avonim, v'hem shechiz m'lakad avonim, v'asher somer Shal Yisrael, and he made a matzeva. So seemingly, when Yeikitz Yaakov Shnosa was not earlier, it was the same baboiker. It was v'yashkem Yaakov baboiker. So then there's a redundancy. V'yikitz Yaakov Shnosa yom achin yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh. And it says again, "V'yashkim Yaakov v'boikav v'yikas ha'evin," it happened at the same time. And now we have to understand why the pasuk was divided into two halakim, two separate things. It's the same thing. "V'yikas Yaakov shenosay v'boikav," should say, "V'machen yesh Hashem b'chmazeh," and "V'yikas ha'evin asher samar shoysav." Why is it the same thing? "V'yashkim Yaakov v'boikav v'yikas ha'evin asher samar shoysav." The Rashi brings down the Chazal that says Yaakov Avinu, when he passed over Yerushalayim, then he paid attention, they realized he passed the makom that the Eivush Yispalu Avoysov, and then he was all of a daiso to go ahead and be choizer to Yerushalayim. So then there was a Kvitas Aderech, which is a machloik. It's exactly what was the Kvitas Aderech. Was it he moved the makom, moved to him? Machloik is Rishonim. But there's a kvitza derech, meaning Yaakov Avinu understood, the Gemara says, that he missed, this is the makom she's followed by Avoysov. He understood what Yerushalayim was. He understood there's like a yitzagir. He understood this was the makom. So what was this chadish to Yaakov? And he says, Vayir Yaakov, Vayikitz Yaakov, Vayim Achen Yesha Hashem Makom Hazeh, Vayir Vayim Amanoyu HaMakom Hazeh. He didn't know. He knew. He knew this was the place she's followed by Avoysov. So I saw in the Pirish a sefer called Divrei Shaul, Yosef Shaul Nansen, it's from the Choshev, Bidoili Apoiskim, 150, 160 years ago. Yosef Shaul Nansen, in his Pirish on Chumash called Divrei Shaul, it says that there are two ways that Kedusha is Chal. One is what we call Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash. It's Chal because we were Koveya, we set up, this is a place for us to learn, to daven. And it comes from us. We created the place to be a makom kodesh. The makom she's followed by a voice of. They created a place to daven. And with that, the kedusha came machmasom. It came because of them. The din is, the Gemara calls it a base of the rabbanim. What's difficult in the Shulchan Aruch? A base of the rabbanim, a base of medrash that the rabbanim learning. They're allowed to. The rabbanim, who that's their ikur makom, that's their place, are allowed to rest there. Allowed to sleep there. Not for everyone, but the Rabbanim, they're allowed to sleep there. Why it's called Beis HaRabbanim. The Kedusha came Machmasam. The Kedusha came because of their actions, and therefore they're allowed to sleep there. Explains the Divrei Shaul, Yaakov Avinu understood that this was a Makom Kodesh. But he thought before his revelations, Derech the Nevuah, that it was a Makom Kodesh Machmas, the Tefillah of the Ovis in that place. That was Meyuchad, the Tefillah Asam. It was a Makom Meyuchad, the Tefillah Asam, so therefore it was Kodesh. That's called Beis HaRabbanim. That's like a base medrash. It was allowed for Yaakov to sleep there. He was allowed to sleep. What was his chadish loy was no. This kedusha, the kedushas of what's called kedusha v'kayma. This is the makom of the base of Mikdash. This is where Hashem is mashia shchina b'tachtoinim, regardless of what the others did or what the others didn't do. This is the makom hakadosh in the world. Eretz Yisrael's kedusha, the Ramban in one place is because it's the makom where it comes from, the heichal Hashem oimed. Comes from the fact is that it's the makom. It's a continuation of the kedusha from the base of Mikdash. And there are other makomes that the Ramban seemingly says that the kedusha Eretz Yisrael is chal machos the Mikdash. The Rambam says the kedusha Yerushalayim is machos the Mikdash. And the Ramban is even mashu the kedusha Eretz Yisrael comes in mikoyach the Mikdash. So Meila Eretz Yisrael kedusha is kavu v'kaim. It's there. Whether we're there, we're not there. It's there. The kedusha is there. And Hu Adin also is going to be Yerushalayim for sure, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom, Anoyah HaMakom HaZeh. He saw what Makom this is, and the Kedusha is there, Mi'ikara always was there. And therefore, it says, that was what he woke up with, the Pachad. Chenyesh Hashem HaMakom HaZeh V'Anokhli Lo Yadati. So I thought to say that really, there are two steps to his waking up. What would have been without the Giluim, and what was with the Giluim. If he wouldn't have had the Nevuah, Yaakov would have woken up in the morning, possibly the Ashkim Yaakov a Boiker, the Yikach Seven Asher Samar Shoysav, the Yasim Oysamat Seva, he would have done all that, very possibly. But with the Nevuah that he experienced and he saw, he understood that Yikach Yaakov Mishnosa, this isn't a base of the Rabbanon anymore. This is something else. It was a Torah that he understood it was only a base of the Rabbanon, it was something a lot greater. It was the base of Migdash, it was what's called the Shire Shammai and the base of Lukim. That I didn't know. That information he didn't know. That he didn't realize. So therefore, the pasuk divides the l'shtayim. Yashkim Yaakov Avoker would have been even without the giluyim. That would have been. He understood there was a makom miyuchad. There was a makom miyuchad the tefila. A makom miyuchad, a special place for avoda. But was nischadish to Yaakov was a yikitz Yaakov. She knows. So yom achenyesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. V'anochli lo yedati.